Today's New Testament reading is from 1 John, the second chapter. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they are all not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence, and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kevin Thompson from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture reading for our meditation today is from John's first letter, particularly verses 15 through 17. John writes, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Is this not such a fitting portion of scripture for our meditation today? Today, the eighth day of December. Just 14 days after Thanksgiving, or more significantly to most people, just 14 days into the Christmas shopping season. The malls are decorated all well and done as the North Pole. Santa is sitting high on his perch, and the stores are packed with people. For so many, this is what Christmas has become. This is what the world has transformed Christmas into. Shopping, acquiring things, getting what you want, and making wish lists. What has the world done? A holiday, Christmas, a day and season to celebrate Christ and his first coming into this world in the flesh, has been transformed into something else. Or dare I say it, it has been transformed into something opposed to God. Something that is opposite of God's intent, opposite to God's desire, opposite of the love, holiness, and righteousness that is brought into this world by Jesus Christ himself. Now, before I seriously offend too many people, let me make a distinction that is seriously important to the Christmas season, and even more so important to our scripture reading today. World, the one that we live in, is not truly terrible. It is not to be despised. It is not to be forsaken. Rather, it is to be appreciated for its value as something created by God, something given to you by God, something sustained by God. However, what John is writing about in his words read for us today is a world that has lost this attachment to God, a world that has forgotten its source. The world John warns his readers of is the world that is celebrated apart from God. The evildoers in this reading have separated God from the worldly pleasures they enjoy. They have become enthralled in their own pleasure, happiness, and sensuality, none of which are good when separated from God. And so return to the theme of this season, Christmas. A truly wonderful season that we ought to celebrate with great joy and pomp and jubilee. Because Christ is born, our Savior is born. And so celebrate with great songs. Songs that praise God and recognize Him as the source of your joy. Celebrate with decorations on the trees and in your home. Recognizing that you can decorate because God has blessed you to do so. God has given you the resources to do so. And because your decorations, they call others to the attention of what the real joy in this season is all about. And yes, I even say it today, go to the stores. Go buy those gifts for others. But ward off that temptation to pride. Ward off that pride to think that you deserve gifts yourself. Rather, keep the focus on others. Keep the focus on the joy that you get to share with others by giving them gifts. Gifts that God has blessed you to give them. And more importantly, the fact that all these gifts, all these earthly, worldly things, they all come from God. Apart from God, this is all nothing. Apart from God, this is all void. Apart from God, this world is simply desires of the flesh, the eyes, and pride. And so I pray today that God would bless you, that He would bless you in this world in which we live in. But I also pray that God would bless you with His Holy Spirit to always keep Him as the center of your world, to keep God as the center from which all blessings flow. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kevin Thompson from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.